If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Herb Talk, well, it's here to empower you. If you're new to the show, that's what we like to do, is empower our listeners. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about aging before your eyes. Are you worried about premature aging? Well, there's some new studies out there that may give a little clue, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about how you can make your doctor feel insecure, because you got power. And if we have more time, maybe hormones, we might talk about that. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, I want to remind folks that coming up Thursday, the 12th, we're going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be joining us. He's been here before. He is our wellness expert on natural solutions to vision problems. So if you know somebody that struggles with cataracts, macular degeneration, nearsightedness, you know, Farsight floaters, whatever. John's got some answers. So he's going to be back with us on the 12th. Hope you can be here. Also, Dr. Carly's going to be with us a week from tonight on the 17th. So, goodness, and we're already in the middle of September by then. Can you believe this? September is just whooshing by. Before you know, it's going to be pumpkin season, you know. I don't know if you've been in the stores, but all the holiday stuff's there already. I can't believe it. It's just crazy. Where did the summer go? I don't know. Well, before we do the Quack Report, big salute and Semper Fi. We're praying and lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm praying for righteous men and women all over America to rise up, get a backbone, just say no, no, and no again to those things that are wrong, evil, unrighteous, unfounded, just principally wrong. Just say no. That's what you got to do. Got to get that no word out there. Be like a two-year-old and say no. Terrible twos are coming back. That's right. Only in adult form. I love it. Mind the time, folks. It grows short. So seek the Lord's face and ask for his help, because it's our job to ask. It's his decision, but it's our job to ask. Without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Ooh, FDA is targeting those free-range chickens and eggs you come to love so much at your organic market. That's right. Apparently, America's small farmers, once again under siege, who drafted guidelines by the FDA saying that if you have 3,000 or more chickens, you got to jump through all these new regulatory hoops. And one of them is, you got to put your chickens under roof. They can't roam around there in the sunshine. They can't pick at worms and bugs and, you know, grope around the grass like chickens do. You got to put them in crowded, confined housing, let them sit in their own feces, and that's how we like it. Of course, you know, the new guidelines for the free-range chicken small farmers is, because, you know, it's all hiding under the auspices of salmonella risk. Well, how about those chickens sitting in their own feces? Hello? So if you love free-range chickens and eggs, well, all that's being threatened, so you better just get your own. And have under 3,000 of them, because, you see those egg cartons, don't you, in the grocery store from major suppliers that say free range? You know, chickens get a lot of vitamin D out there in the sunshine doing what chickens normally do. Well, that's going to go bye-bye, apparently. FDA, if the FDA gets its way, do something about it. Say no. Tell them no. Next up in the Quack Report, New York surgeon he surrendered his medical license. We reported on Dr. Panos from New York before. Well, apparently, after 250 lawsuits, he surrendered his medical license for faking surgeries. That's right. He told people they needed surgery when they didn't. That's basically it. Fraudulent New York surgeon Dr. Panos is now former orthopedic surgeon and Mid-Hudson Medical Group in Poughkeepsie, New York, has, you know, released him. He said they kicked him out. Said, you're not practicing here. And, no license. What you going to do there, doc? Apparently, you can't perform, you know, surgeries from 2007 to 2011 that were fake without the assistance of other people. So he had conspirators, and they're digging into that, who may have assisted him. Panos hasn't been charged, though, oddly enough, yet with any criminal offenses. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, astronaut research is saying, hey, they may have a heads up on anti-aging. We're going to talk about that on premature aging in just a minute. But they think past 5 years, you know, that space medicine, they have made some conclusions, some vital conclusions, they think, to enhance the quality of life and longevity down here on planet Earth. Numerous studies process associated accelerated aging in space. They all pointed to magnesium for some reason. Magnesium seems to control damage done to kidneys, heart, and other cells related to aging. So NASA and ISS laboratories have observed evidence on a cellular level, the stress-induced changes in your blood pressure and your mitochondria and things like that, your hormones, and so forth when you're under stress. And magnesium has been shown to significantly get depleted while the astronauts are in space, but it is the second most abundant mineral in cells, in your cells, besides potassium, so it's kind of necessary. So if you don't have some real magnesium, and you know where to get that, don't you? Real magnesium, your Celtic sea salt, it won't. Celtic sea salt, sun-dried, unprocessed salt, 85 micro-mineral nutrients to support your cell chemistry, plus your cardiovascular, doesn't create hypertension like your processed salt. So if you don't know the difference by now, I please pray you do, because organic salt is awesome. Check it out. If you need some, ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have it. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. All right, let's talk about aging before your eyes. Are you looking in the mirror and you're saying, there's another wrinkle, there's another gray hair? Are you just really worried about, growing old gracefully? Well, in this segment of the show, we're going to explore some of the factors that make us age faster, okay? Now, the scientific research on aging has really grown. I don't know if you've noticed that. Grant money is thrown at this area. It's dispersed to explore all kinds of reasons why we age, from, our genes to our hormones and even the psychological processes. So it's big, big out there in the scientific community. Why are we getting old? Well, anything and everything which can possibly affect our lifespan, is under the microscope of science. So when did mankind become so obsessed with looking young and staying young? Well, the legend of the Holy Grail comes to mind. And according to history professor Joseph Goring of University of Toronto, Canada, this legend can be traced back to at least the 12th century. So the written history of man seeking immortality through the ages has included myths and legends and alchemy. Major TV networks today produce fictional shows which charm the viewer with the very thought of living for centuries, such as the Vampire Diaries. Those, I don't watch them, but I know they're there. So if you ask what is the allure of living forever, you're going to get all kinds of answers from folks, such as, if I don't have to worry about dying, I can finally get some stuff done, and I'll have time to learn a new language. Well, of course, living forever is not for everybody. And if it were possible, immortality would be, awarded like Olympic medals to the select few. Let's talk about the end of the beginning. Because if you think about it, science is on a course to understand, map out, and eventually control fate. Yeah, scientists and researchers desire to have dominion over the ultimate in human destiny, when you die. So if they are able to break a genetic code that they think controls aging, it will be, it'll be heralded as a humanitarian success. Nobel Prizes will be handed out, and the recipe to immortality will have a price. So if anyone has seen that 1992 movie called Death Becomes Her, Goldie Hawn and Bruce Willis starred in that. And who's the other one? Her name escapes me right now. You could look it up online. But that 1992 movie, Death Becomes Her, if you've seen that, that immortality has its traps. And one could conclude that immortality is overrated. So for the sake of argument, if science does find a way to stave off death, one thing is for sure. You will still, yes, you will still get old mentally. Think about it. Yeah. Oh, Meryl Streep. That's it. My engineer says Meryl Streep was in that movie. That's right. Very good. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, that was a creepy, kind of funky, weird little movie. I don't know. It was just odd. But, one thing's for sure, though. If they do conquer, death, you're going to still age mentally. Think about it. at some point, you may lose the excitement that comes with discovering and learning. You know, here's a question. Would your brain run out of room to store hundreds of years worth of memories? Now, have you considered the generations and generations of your family members coming to you for financial help? Yeah, if you're a parent, you know that's how it works, right? Oh, think about the tax returns you'd accumulate. And we thought Social Security was bankrupt now. How long would we have to live before our entire first half of our life becomes a blur? Think about it. I know this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you know. Has anyone considered the psychological impact of living forever and watching mortal family and friends, you know, the people that aren't living forever, you know, die generation after generation, right? You're the only one, you know, selected to live longer, but everybody else is croaking. So the grieving loss would be enormous, wouldn't it? So according to science, and it's a Journal of Science, by the way, if the aging process could be attenuated or weakened, humans would have additional healthy years to bring their personal goals to fruition. The challenge to society will be to secure that those goals are compatible with the needs of humanity, end of quote. How could such a thing ever be managed? You know, humans make mistakes. And what if science enabled the likes of Hitler to have unlimited generations to fulfill his goals? Think about it. All right, let me read you a quote from Charlie Chaplin. You remember him, right? Charlie Chaplin? I don't know. Depends on what age you are. Charlie Chaplin. He was a movie star, but this is before movies had sound. Okay. He said this: "We are all amateurs. We don't live long enough to become anything else." End of quote. That's what he says. I don't agree. I don't think I agree. Not always. Well, you know, what about the death benefit, right? Ask anyone who has seen great suffering, and they will tell you that death can be a comfort. Not to the living, those that were suffering. Now, would being immortal make one impervious to non-fatal chronic illness? Could fixing one gene code to make you immortal make other genes more vulnerable or malfunction? I find it odd that funding for immortality is abundant in the scientific community, while government healthcare policies contradicts extending life for those over a certain age. Now, in 2002, the Science Journal stated this. This is really interesting. Listen up. They said, "Research on aging is increasingly important in the public policy area as well. The policy form of Genuist, now Eric Thomas Genuist, he was the father of social policy issues regarding genome research. So in the policy form of Genuist, he argues that we need to start thinking about the practical and ethical ramifications of research on aging now before the decisions are made for us by circumstance." End of quote. That was in 2002. You know, what circumstances? Are they talking about natural death? Or was he referring to the Affordable Care Act, which at that time was not yet officially proposed to Congress? Well, let's talk about Pandora's box, because just recently this month, I reported on a new scientific discovery that there are new viruses dubbed Pandora virus, because, you know, they call it that because science is unfamiliar with these viruses, their genetic code, and they don't know what to expect from these viruses. So science really doesn't know what to expect from gene splicing, manipulation, and modification either. It is all theory. They're working off of theory and educated guess. So the world food chain is currently on one big experiment with regards to GMO. Now, why in heaven would anyone allow or trust science to alter human genes in hope of living longer? Let's talk about some new research. Recent research from Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston stated that long-term or intense fear, anxiety, or phobic anxiety, okay, lends itself to accelerated biological aging. Well, the research suggests that middle-aged and older women were more at risk. So you know what? There's at least 8 million Americans that have some form of phobia. You know, my ex, he was afraid of spiders. What is that, arachnophobia? That's what that is, right? So at least 8 million Americans have some sort of phobia. You know? What was that TV show, Monk? He was afraid of, you know, bacteria, germs. And then on the show Numbers, one of those professors, you know, all his food had to be white. It's weird. So, we're kind of peculiar, aren't we, as a human race? So the kind of phobia that they were testing, the researchers were testing, was not the kind of phobia, you know, that people have when they wonder about the weather. You know, I wonder if it's going to rain today. Should I bring an umbrella? No, that's not what it was. The research was targeting those who overly worry about everyday things like, you know, is my computer going to crash? What do I do? Well, get some virus protection. If it crashes, get a new computer. So apparently the researchers think they have identified a blood marker in those who had acute or phobic anxiety, which were more frequently found in the older women. So the researchers think that repeat stress creates an oxidative effect on the cells and affects cell division, and therefore women have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and dementia. So this research seems to point to stress causing rapid or premature aging. Again, this is an educated guess. And since phobic anxiety start early in life and are treatable, then who needs a gene modification when a little training and therapy can reduce or clear the phobia condition and remove the risk of premature aging? You know, findings on that research, though, you can find published online in the July issue of PLOS1. Yeah. Well, what are your options? Come on. Let's use some common sense. You know, if you are worried about premature aging, make sure you're eating some really good foods and counter that oxidative effect. You know, like your berries. All the berries are great. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, goji berries. You know? Berries. And now organ cleansing also helps reduce oxidative effects on cells, get those toxins out, yeah, free up the regenerative effect of cells. It's awesome. So if you're anxious and you prefer a natural product, you know, try some valerian root or St. John's wort. You're going to find that in the emotional stress formula that the folks have on thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you are concerned about your immune system through, you know, we're told as we get older our immune system weakens. You know, that's just not true. But if you're worried, if you need a little immune boosting, you know, to shorten the duration of illnesses, you know, there's herbs for that. Call Apothecary Herbs if you want a free product catalog, or you can order your organ cleanses or immune boosting or anxiety herbs. Right now, toll free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-875-8010, 704-885-0277. Sorry, had a little mishap there with the phone number. International number 704-885-0277. And of course you can find what you need online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and if you're looking for some discount coupons to use on the powerherbs.com website, you know where to find them in the free online newsletters that you can sign up for online at thepowerherbs.com. So you just click on books and newsletters under that tab, and you can pick the newsletter you want to sign up for. Okay, there's a couple of them there. You can sign up for both if you want because they're both free. Let's see, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and several authors writing under, you know, health and politics and finance and that kind of thing. And then if you want just the Natural Therapies newsletter, that's the Health Quest one, and that goes out on Friday. So you can get great information in your email each week with discount coupons if you want to explore the empowering effect that God's good herbs gives us all. That's right. I love it. All right, we got a few minutes before our little break here. I almost forgot. I got to read you this letter that I don't know if I read it last week or not. I might have, but just in case you guys weren't listening. Here's a lady that writes in. Let's see. Jacqueline, Winter Springs, Florida. She heard the show on nail fungus, and she wanted to say what she used that helped her, because, you know, we were mentioning some natural cures, and then we said there's probably more, we just don't know about them. Well, here's one we didn't know about. She writes in that she used, instead of using Lamisil that her doctor wanted her to use, and who admitted probably won't fix it anyway, she decided to use Listerine and colloidal silver, and she would put it on a Band-Aid, and then put the Band-Aid on their toe, whichever hand, foot, I don't know. And she said within 6 weeks, her nail fungus, which she said was pretty severe, was gone. I don't know. Well, you know, it makes sense to me a little bit because Listerine, you know, originally came, you know, from a OR surgeon who got tired of bacteria being in his OR and killing his patients. So came up with something that killed everything. And it was Listerine, and then they just decided to market it as a mouthwash later. So Listerine is an OR surgical disinfectant that people are gargling with in their bathrooms every morning. Sheesh. And we did a show on that, on the side effects of mouthwash, all kinds, not just Listerine, but very bad for oral health, needless to say, and you can check the archives if you missed it. Okay, so next up here, we're going to be talking about how you can make your doctor feel insecure and you can feel powerful. That's right. So how do you make a professional physician with 10 or 12 years of higher education feel insecure? Well, you figure the health stuff out yourself, basically. So they're feeling kind of threatened by that. People are researching internet, lots of information at their fingertips. They're finding all kinds of ways to deal. Hey, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Doesn't have to be, you know, prescription drugs and surgery, right? Not always. Okay, so there is one popular lady in the 1990s. Do you remember who she was? She helped people lose weight, you know? And it was within everyone's reach, no matter how heavy you were. You didn't need to go to a gym. You didn't have to sign expensive contracts at a gym. You didn't have to, you know, get expensive food plans delivered to your door. This woman was great. And she had a natural way of looking at it. So when we come back, we'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're talking about how you can make your doctor feel insecure, and you be right. You probably won't admit it. She probably won't admit it. But, okay, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, different solutions to everyday problems, and it doesn't always have to be, you know, a prescription drug or surgery. And we were talking about this woman back in the 90s who helped a lot of people lose weight, and they didn't have to, you know, sign up for a gym or expensive food plans or any of that stuff. Her name was Susan Powder. Remember her? She made that famous line, kind of stick in your head, stop the insanity. In many ways, Susan Powder was right, and she put common sense back into health for Americans. Now, I once saw her on a daytime TV show called Our Magazine, and she boldly stated that the health authorities were mad at her because she, a simple housewife, figured out how to permanently lose weight without all the gimmicks. So Powder then showed the audience what they could do, what they could eat to their heart's delight, and still lose lots of unwanted fat. Now, Powder was a heavy woman in the beginning. She was pretty obese, and she had gone through a divorce, and so she just decided to change her whole life around. She did it in a big way, and then she decided, you know, I'm going to help others do the same thing. So she, when she was on the show, she brought out dozens of plain baked potatoes, tons of vegetables, whole grains, steamed white fish, and a buffed out delivery boy carried all these large bottles of water. And Susan Powder, she has a way of cutting through the fluff, you know, very direct. And she got rid of all that unnecessary garbage that, you know, tries to make losing weight an emotional issue rather than a life-changing issue. So when we realize this issue isn't just about weight loss, it's about the power we all can possess over any health issue, that is the enlightening moment. The sooner you realize you have this power and exercise that power, the less likely you are to be poisoned by prescription drugs and on drugs for the rest of your life and be a patient the rest of your life and, you know, finally endure all that nasty surgery. So who wants that? Now, Susan Powder, she said this: you can be fat and love yourself. You can be fat and have a great personality. And you can be fat and show and sew your own clothes. But you can't be fat and healthy, she said. That's true. So, you know, let's pick a disease. Leukemia, for instance, and see if common sense approach to leukemia compared to modern medical approach comes out on top, if you will. So what is leukemia? Well, it's a cancer of the blood. The bone marrow is not forming healthy blood cells, and the bone marrow normally produces white blood cells to fight infection, red blood cells to carry oxygen and nutrition through the body, and platelets to control bleeding through clotting. So when the bone marrow is sick, it can't produce the blood cells the body is needing, and the blood cells that are produced are abnormal, and they don't die when they should, and they interfere with normal blood cells. So who is at risk? Well, those exposed to radiation at work having radiation medical treatments are a higher risk of degenerative bone health and cancer of the blood, known as leukemia. So if you undergo extensive diagnostic x-ray tests such as CT scans, dental x-rays, and you do this a lot for some sort of medical purpose, you could be putting yourself at risk. Children are especially at risk of degenerative bone health with x-rays and radiation, and research is being, you know, conducted right now to see if even low-dose radiation from common x-rays will increase your risk of leukemia. Cigarette smoking is also linked to an increased risk in acute leukemia. And what are the treatments? Well, modern medicine treats leukemia with poisons like drugs and chemotherapy, and then, of course, radiation. So this treatment depresses what natural immune system defense you have left, strips the body of essential energy, and depresses the entire system. So never mind the fact that the radiation makes us more vulnerable to degenerative bone disease and, of course, blood cancer. So they may replace the sick bone marrow with some bone donor marrow. Anti-rejection drugs are going to be prescribed for life, and newer treatments and stem cell transplants are also an option, I guess. Now, some side effects of the treatment is an enlarged spleen, and they may have to remove the spleen. And what kind of treatment will you receive was going to depend on the type of leukemia, your age, and if you have leukemia cells in your spinal fluid. So obviously, all of the treatments do not address the cause of the leukemia in the first place. They're just dealing with symptoms. So all a patient can hope for is a remission of the cancer, which is a reduction of symptoms, not a cure. So, it'll come back. It always comes back. So the patient is under perpetual disease management and maintenance therapy even during remission. You're a patient for life. That's what it is. Here's one question. One, can anyone with leukemia regenerate bone marrow that they were born with and address the cause of the blood cancer? Yeah. So doctors like to tell leukemia patients that their bone marrow has gone from red active blood regeneration to yellow fatty, making abnormal blood cells, and that it cannot be regenerated. They essentially tell patients that their bone marrow is dying and it must be replaced. So you won't change a person's blood to healthy with drugs, but you can with nutrition. So the trick is to cleanse the blood, remove the poisons that, you know, supercharge the body with the nutrition to fight this. So this will change the integrity of the marrow and the blood from sick to healthy. So here's an unusual scenario. Usually the scenario with leukemia patients is they have been to the doctor and they have acquired the following complications: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abdominal pain, body aches, low energy, difficulty breathing. And the patient is anemic and has low iron, and the healthy blood cells can't hold on to the nutrition and oxygen, so it's not transporting enough of oxygen-rich blood throughout the body. There are warning signs leading up to this problem. The body will exhibit signals such as patients may ignore them. But don't ignore these signs like constipation, high blood pressure and cholesterol, and significant weight gain. All could be an indicator there's problems amiss. And, you know, you can't forget Windsor University Medical College, just recently within the last year, they were treating leukemia patients. That's right. Dr. Carolyn Hamm was in charge of leukemia patients, and she just happened to notice that when her patients sipped on dandelion root tea, they did better. Chemically, blood work, everything was better. So she asked Dr. Pandy in the lab, biochemist, "Hey, what's up with this dandelion? Can you tell me what's going on that it's helping my patients do better?" So he tested it, and he noticed that there's something in dandelion that makes leukemia cells commit suicide but leaves healthy cells alone. He got curious. He decided to test the dandelion on other cancer cells, and he reported the same effect. Dandelion root. Who knew, right? All kinds of grant money being thrown at Windsor Medical College, University School of Medicine there. Whoa, make us a drug, is what they're saying. No, just give us some dandelion. So instead of the radiation chemotherapy that will overtax a body, why not do something that energizes the body? You can do some juice fasting. You can use live enzymes of vegetables and citrus juice to energize the entire system with lots of natural vitamins and minerals to regenerate bone marrow. And you can't just take juice. You want juice with no pulp, okay? And that'll save the body 60% more energy that it would normally use to digest the pulpy part or solid foods. So you're getting live enzyme nutrition, and you're saving energy at the same time that the body can use to heal itself. So you can add a little super plant protein if you want to your juices, just for a little bit more energy. Things like alfalfa, chlorella, spirulina, I definitely beetroot. Yeah, beetroot helps with red blood cell regenerations. Great stuff. So you got all this nutrition going in at a juice, going into the system, drink a gallon a day, and you won't feel hungry. Okay? This step alone will drop blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and drop weight gain and fix the constipation in just 4 weeks or less. Add some dandelion root. Why not? I would. So what would be the next step? Well, the organ cleanses, get that bowel, urinary tract, liver, and gallbladder and blood system all clean, and helps the body regenerate itself. So you can add some cardiovascular strengthening herbs if you need to, like hawthorn berries and motherwort and red clover. The white blood cell count at this point is going to improve, and it doesn't matter what kind of leukemia you have. The cleanse and nourish approach works every time. The body's really smart. It knows how to heal itself. It just needs the right building blocks to do the job. So if your doctor sees 20 to 30% improvement in your blood cell counts, you know what they think? They think it's the range variation of their test, and they won't confirm that you've made a change for the better. And doctors will never confirm that your natural therapy is working. Normally they will not, and you are getting better. You feel better, you look better, but they're saying you're not getting better. So you are looking and feeling better than you ever have in a long time. That's a big indication. Your body's not going to lie to you. No lab reports that have a 30% error margin built in. I wouldn't trust those to begin with. So how long will it take to regenerate from leukemia? Well, most pull out of it within 6 months when they do their organ cleansing, eat their whole foods, use herbs, good nutrition, their immune boosting therapy, maybe a little massage and hydrotherapy along the way, and of course get that exercise work in there, and they make a comeback. It's the combination therapy approach, see? So you can read more about the combination therapy approach. It's in the Power Herbs book. It is a PDF that is emailed to you for just $14.99, and you can find that on thepowerherbs.com. So, you know, it doesn't take much for you want, if you want to secure your health. It starts in your head, you know. You can secure better health today before the whole thing falls apart. Don't wait until it's too late. A lot of people wait until the 11th hour. That's just crazy. To wait till they're so weak and so ill that they can't do anything. Don't wait for that time to come upon you, because then you're going to be really wishing you hadn't waited. So if you're interested in a true calcium liquid for strong bones, the bones like calcium, but they have to have it in they have to have two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium for it to be absorbed and metabolized properly. You find that in your fresh fruits and vegetables and some of your herb plants. You do not find that in animal foods, okay? So if you want that right ratio that the body's looking for, that is easy for the body to assimilate the calcium, then definitely look into. If you need the calcium food list, we have one that we send out through email or snail mail. At Apothecary Herbs, you can just call and ask for that. Or if you're looking for a calcium liquid that's all plant-based and has that right ratio, look for the calcium formula on the PowerHerbs.com website. Or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, the international number, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Your healthcare options just became endless. See, I have faith in all of you out there listening. I do. I do. That you have the smarts, the know-it-all, the will to go out there and get it done. And it's done right. Right. All right, we have a little time left. So we're going to be talking about hormones. You know, hormones. You hear a lot about it as far as, you know, things that affect women's moods and, you know, oh boy, you know, she's going through the time of life, that kind of thing. You know, you ever wonder why people can be nasty, though? In a word, it could be hormones, right? Not just women, either. You know, God didn't make crabby men and women. Hormones have a lot to do with our moods. So what contributes to hormone imbalances? Well, our foods contain 50% less nutrition compared to foods just 50 years ago. Our environment is more polluted, and our technology moves our lives along at such a rate that who can catch their breath? A lot of stress affects our hormones, affects our liver, which, you know, if our liver's affected, our liver has the ability to manage not only toxins, blood sugar, but also our hormones. So if our liver's not doing so well, guess what? All right, dysfunction? yeah, dysfunction. Well, how does it work? Well, our liver breaks down hormone chemicals and deposits them out of the body through the bowel and urinary. It goes through the gallbladder first. And if the liver isn't functioning well, it can't deal with the hormones and instead will store the hormones or recycle these chemicals. And basically, our emotions are expressed chemically, you know. Well, you know, we get angry or we cry, you know. So all these hormones are expressed some way. So your liver works extremely hard to try to detox your body with an enzyme that's called P450. Now, if you take pharmaceutical drugs, your liver has to actually manufacture more of this enzyme than it would normally. So with the pharmaceutical drugs, your liver has to manufacture more of this enzyme, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get a rush of hormones. Oh, boy, the liver, what's it going to do? Well, it's going to choose to neutralize the toxins from the pharmaceutical drug first, isn't it? That's right. So with the female cycle, every month the estrogen and progesterone levels go up, and the liver must actually balance these chemicals. So elevated levels of estrogen in the system can, you know, cause breast or uterine cancer, even blood clots and stroke. So for women, their monthly cycle keeps the liver pretty busy. And add to that depression, anger, etc., and the liver has to make a choice: handle the chemicals from the mood swings or the estrogen from menstruation. So the liver will release the moody chemicals associated with depression and anger into the body to avoid higher levels of estrogen and other health risks. So the men, well, you're no different, really. No, they don't have menstruation, but their lives have to handle, you know, their livers have to handle, you know, the hormones and the moods that they have. You know, they have mood, chemicals are expressed, and their moods are expressed chemically, just like women. So men typically hold on to their emotions, and they hold them in, and what happens to them is they get depressed, or they even get prostate problems. So people on antidepressants, hormone replacement therapy, and prostate drugs, well, you can see where this is not going to help. This is not going to help. This isn't going to go anywhere. You have to rebalance the system, cleanse it and rebalance it, and give the liver a little break. Okay? Let's talk about some symptoms. Well, the symptoms of hormone imbalance can create male and female menopause, basically. So for both men and women, hormone imbalance can be kind of devastating. Men can experience bone loss and mood swings, irritability, the same as women with hormones that are out of balance. And why? Well, for men, the testosterone, the estrogen hormone, which helps to build bone, is out of balance, and osteoporosis can result. Erectile dysfunction occurs, and when there is interference with testosterone or low levels of testosterone for muscle contraction or even for brain receptors, memory loss can occur due to low testosterone, and the brain receptors are not getting adequate hormones. So both men and women can put on a few extra pounds as well around the abdomen when the hormones are at fault. High levels of cortisol, the adrenal cortex, the stress hormone, tend to create more havoc on the blood sugar levels and promote our sugar cravings. So for men, prostate enlargement is also part of this problem with hormonal imbalance, and there's also an increased risk of stroke. And, you know, back in the 20s, you always heard the term melancholy. She's a little melancholy. You ever wonder about that? Well, if you look up melancholy in the dictionary, you will know that the Greeks knew over 400 years before Christ that when people were sad or depressed, it was due to what was known as black bile. The liver is not able to function and handle the hormone chemicals. They knew the key to emotional disorders back then was to heal the liver. So if you want to lower your risk of PMS, menopause, depression, prostate problems, you might want to think about cleansing the liver annually, like twice a year. Let's talk about that liver cleanse. Cleansing the liver, I like to use milk thistle. It provides this important organ with the antioxidant silymarin to protect the liver from damage and to help it to replace old, sick, and dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So it's a regenerative restoration effect that the milk thistle offers the liver. The antioxidants in your milk thistle have powerful more power than vitamin E, actually. And it also is rich in protein and high in chromium, iron, and manganese, and magnesium, phosphorus, and selenium, and zinc. So the nutrition and the antioxidants in milk thistle herb helps to fight off destructive enzymes that can hurt your liver, the prostaglandins and leukotrienes. So the specific protein in milk thistle allows the liver to regenerate quickly and at a much faster rate than normal. So before you cleanse the liver, it's going to be highly recommended that you do a bowel cleanse and urinary tract cleanse first. This will significantly improve your effort to regenerate and protect your liver. It will also improve your efforts to help restore balance to your hormonal system as well. So it's real important too, because you want to cleanse the system in reverse of how it will process toxins, so you don't want a backlog of the toxins, and then you can feel really bad. You don't want to feel worse. You want to feel better. So herbs that contain specific proteins and antioxidants and minerals and vitamins, as we've just said, along with amino acids. Amino acids help the body in its natural ability to regenerate and heal itself. Great. So you have that ability right now to restore your system using God's good herbs, the nutrition in the herbs. And you're going to find a complete line of organ cleansing, including your milk thistle, at the powerherbs.com website. They also have male and female hormonal tinctures if you need a little extra TLC. Those are great, plus a prostate kit for the guys. So you've got tools, you've got options, you've got information to do the job correctly, and all with a money-back guarantee, by the way. So you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Or you give them a call toll-free, and they'll send you out a free product catalog. It is 866-229-3663 is their toll-free. It's a 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or just visit thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, we're supposed to take responsibility for our health, see? We're not supposed to push it off on government and all these programs. We're supposed to do what we can. Obviously, there are situations where it's beyond us. And of course, modern medicine does have its place. I like to use modern medicine when there's a triage incident. You know, there's accident, injury, trauma. But for preventable health care, I don't think so. Mm-mm. I like to rely on exercise, healthy diets, and, of course, some medicinal herbs if I need to, and pull me through every time. So God's herbs are good. I can't take the credit. We're going to give God the credit every day, all the time. Well, I'm almost out of time, folks, but I want to remind you that coming up Thursday, I hope you'll be back here on Herb Talk on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's helping me with my nearsightedness issue. I am using our herbal eyewash that we have at Apothecary Herbs, but I'm also using his vision kit, which is real important for strengthening the muscles of the eye and relaxing other muscles of the eye so that you can get the eyeball back into shape so you don't have your vision distorted. So he's going to be back with us. And so if you've got any kind of vision issue, the major ones are macular degeneration, cataracts, nearsightedness, farsightedness. Those are the main ones usually people ask about, floaters, detached retinas. So we're going to be talking with him, and he's got some natural solutions for these things. And so far, so good. I've gone from a -4 to a -2.5. And, you know, I kind of slowed up a little bit. I was kind of going along at a pretty good clip, but now I kind of slowed down a little bit. Just my eyes have slowed down. So we're just taking a breather, and we're working through it. And it takes time, and it is work, but, you know, I think it's worth it to get out of glasses. No surgery. So he'll be with us on the 12th, and, of course, Dr. Carly will be back here with us on the 17th and next Tuesday, a week from tonight. And she does write for the American Survival Newsletter, so if you haven't signed up, do so. It goes out on Tuesday. PowerHerbs.com. Sign up there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.